Kyle Quant, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Since you're gearing up for the annual summer fun-filled blast to benefit Northeast Indiana Water Trails this very week, would you explain your organization's mission?
Sure. The mission of the Northeast Indiana Water Trails is to work to improve access to the 567 miles of flowing water in the 10-county Northeast Indiana region.
That is really quite an area. And since you have 87 public access sites already in that network, and have a goal of one site per every 7 miles, how do you go about adding more?
It's a good question. It is a very large area. We work with DNR a lot. They have a goal of every 10 miles. Their goal is for fishing. Our goal is for family recreation. So 7 miles makes it easier for a family to get out and paddle for a couple of hours. So we work with other landowners, property owners that might have space up against the river where we could put in a public access site. We help get funding to put in that public access site from donors. And there's some grant programs out there. So we really work with all the different entities out there that offer opportunities to put in public access sites for river trails.
You make it happen. You find the needs, you find the wants, you find the awareness, you find it all, and you put it together.
That's what we try to do. Yep. We have feelers all over the place trying to find where there are people or other entities that say, hey, we really like this idea. How can we make this happen?
Fantastic. And okay, your upcoming Pedal Paddle Play Day, and that is the only fundraiser you host, quite a fine one indeed. Folks bike the trails or paddle the rivers on a large-scale scavenger hunt. How will that work?
Well, we all meet up at Promenade Park, our beautiful new park in downtown Fort Wayne, and we take off from there. So there are 6 hidden items along the trails, both on the river and on the land trails, that people are in search of. They find that, they can bring it back and claim their prize. But in addition to that, we have basic history or information about the rivers at each site as well. And they're going to read that and figure out an anagram that we have. So they figure out that anagram, they come back and they get 6 entries into the prize drawing, which we have amazing prizes donated from different entities all over Northeast Indiana.
How exciting. Big event, big fun, that's for sure. You really know how to throw a scavenger hunt. What else gets shared on that day? And by the way, do people have to be on the scavenger hunt to enjoy the rest of the day?
No, we have an after party that starts right after the scavenger hunt. And the after party includes the band Pink Droid is going to be playing for us. We're going to have Trouble Riverfront there giving us cold beverages. And we're going to have regional, recreational, and environmental groups there that you can learn from. And that's all free to the public. Everybody's welcome to come down to Promenade from 12 to 2.
Wonderful fun in the summer sun. Who all do you expect to attend this crazy aquatic affair then?
So this is our 6th year hosting this event, and we're lucky enough to be able to collect demographics from each of those years. And we have people from 2 all the way up to, I think our oldest is 78, who have participated in this, all genders, all ages, and it's just a group fun. Everybody works together to find the scavenger hunt items and to figure out the anagram. It's a great community event.
It really does sound wonderful, Kyle. Now, to get back to that trail system that you're developing and protecting, what has your group managed to take on in the 6-7 years that it's been in existence?
Well, it is a very large area. So we started small just here in Fort Wayne, and we developed a waterproof water trail map of all the access sites that you can get to on the St. Mary's, St. Joe, and Maumee River, as well as the Cedar Creek. We have started a sign program, wayfinding signs, as well as interpretive information on those signs at public access sites. We've helped several groups put in access sites, both in Allen and in Wells County. We have a website that has all the different access sites you can go to. There's an interactive map on there, as well as information about fishing, about outfitters, about water safety, about how to check water levels to make sure it's safe to get out and paddle on that day. So I think we've really started to get the ball rolling on creating an actual water trail in our 10-county region.
as well as beyond awareness, really, how to utilize this wonderful resource that we have right in our own backyard, so to speak. And nationally speaking now, are there other organizations doing the same things that you're doing in their neck of the woods on their own water trails?
There are. There's a group actually in Northwest Indiana that's working in Northwest Indiana to do the same, but there are groups throughout the country that are working to do the same type of work we're doing. And the Department of Interior has a designation for national water trails, and we have several national water trails all over the country that are really destinations for paddlers to get out and explore.
What wonderful material to be sharing nationally. And besides the myriad paddle sports and aquatic activities our rivers are known and loved for, what other reasons do we have to respect and protect this network?
So obviously, we're seeing more and more kayakers and canoers out paddling the river, but the River Greenway system started back in the 80s just because it's nice to get out on the rivers, by the rivers, experience the wildlife. There's huge fishing opportunities in our rivers. So working to keep the aquatic system healthy is really important for anglers. I enjoy the rivers just because it's a peaceful, quiet place away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. And that is a resource that we have right out our back door. So long we've ignored that resource, and now it's really great to see people embrace it.
Indeed. And if usage is up, how does that increase maintenance needs and concerns? You have to have.
Yeah, so we're noticing at public access sites specifically, a lot of garbage and debris left behind. So making sure that people know, take their garbage with them, leave no trace. Organizations that own the public access sites are starting to put out trash cans and more awareness about that information. There's more information that needs to be shared as far as fishing, watching your fishing lines. Don't leave those hanging over trees. I've been paddling and been caught in an invisible fishing line there. So there's definitely more maintenance that needs to be taken on as they become more popular, but it's really the user's responsibility.
Then how, besides your annual pedal paddle play day, can you raise the necessary awareness?
So we have several social media avenues that we use, Instagram and Facebook, and we try to get that message out there. But I mentioned briefly that we have that sign program. That's really taking off. So this year alone, we're putting in 11 signs, and we have 8 more signs already slated for next year. And those signs at all the public access sites tell you that type of information. So it tells you about water quality, it tells you about wildlife, and it tells you what you need to do to preserve those resources.
It's telling folks what they need to know so they can fully appreciate and spread the good word.
Exactly.
Great. Now, your group is bringing that timeless love for our water trails into the 21st century. How do you make the importance of being really good stewards equally relevant?
I have spent my entire career working in water quality in various avenues. So I have noticed as more people start using the river, whether they're using it for irrigation for their ag fields or they're using it to be a space for a public park, that they start to garner a better appreciation of the river and the eco-resource that it provides. And so I think as we get more people out using it, as we get more information out about its value, people will inherently start taking on that responsibility of caring for it on their own.
That sounds like a wonderful plan, Kyle, and we certainly wish you all the luck on that. I am kind of curious, what motivates you to take on this whole load and really love those rivers?
Well, I was born in Erie, Pennsylvania, right on Lake Erie. We're in the Western Lake Erie Basin. All the water here in Fort Wayne runs to Lake Erie and impacts that. So I think just growing up there, interacting with the lake, then moving here as a child, surrounded by water, we're so water rich in Northeast Indiana that I just started to gain an appreciation for it. The wildlife, the frogs, the turtles, all that stuff a little kid loves. And it just grew with me as I aged. And I've never lost that desire to be near the water, in the water. And so I think a lot of people have that same feeling in them. So our goal at Northeast Indiana Water Trails is to make that accessible for everybody.
Great. Nature, nurture, the whole package you've got going on. And speaking of impact, what impact did the whole COVID craziness have on your group besides delaying or changing the scope of your fundraiser last year?
Yeah, we did have to change the scope as so many event planners all over the country also had to learn to do. We made it a virtual event and we had less people participate, but we were still able to get a lot of people out there exploring the rivers and having fun. But what COVID did was it made it so you couldn't interact with people outside your household. So your household got out into nature. Your household went and bought a kayak or rented a kayak from an outfitter and went and explored the rivers. They were selling out of kayaks everywhere. Walmart was out. Fort Wayne Outfitters was out. So people were just getting out and exploring it. And I think that's continued on to this year, and it's going to continue on to future years.
Almost kickstarted the next phase then of interest and enthusiasm, which is what you're all about anyway.
It certainly did. And we're excited to see all those people out there. And we're excited to see them come, the pedal, paddle, and play, and participate with us.
Fantastic. And what other short and medium term projects are up on the drawing board in your neck of the woods or bend of the river, I should say?
Well, we have the sign program that I mentioned. We're really hoping to get these informational and wayfinding signs up at all the public access sites we can in Northeast Indiana. But in addition to that, we're also working on a Lowhead Dam warning sign program. We've partnered with the city of Fort Wayne back in 2016, 2017, and started putting up signs around our three dams here. We just delivered them the other day up to the Pigeon River. We partnered with the DNR and Trading Post Outfitters up there to get signs up there on the Pigeon River, which is one of the most popular rivers in Northeast Indiana. So our goal is to make paddling safe with the interpretive signs, with the wayfinding signs, and with the Lowhead Dam sign program.
That's just great. And also make even more people fall in love with it. Is that safe to say?
I sure hope so. We're certainly seeing a lot of people out there and I love seeing them all.
And last question, Kyle. We're talking about our community and its very special ecosystem here. From your heart, what do you want everyone listening to realize about the care this requires and why it's on all of us to get involved with our waterways?
Fort Wayne was built on the three rivers because there are three rivers here. They were used for transport. There used to be beaches on them. So let's get back to that. Let's get back to where we can get in the river, we can experience the river, we can eat from the river. It's just an amazing eco resource here that we have that really betters our life by being able to get out and breathe in that fresh air.
Kyle Quant is Principal Programs Manager for Northeast Indiana Water Trails. Kyle, we appreciate your mission and your story. Best of luck. Do carry the gift.
Thank you so much, Julia.